everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Definitely. Always ready to explore the world of sleep.
Well, today we're getting cozy with the Brooklyn Bedding Aurora Luxe Cooling Mattress.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
It does, right? We've got this detailed review from Mattress Advisory.
Okay.
And let me tell you, this mattress is packed with features.
I bet.
It's got all these cool names like Glaciotex.
Glaciotex?
Yeah. And then there's Copperflex, too.
Wow, those sound pretty high tech.
Right. It makes you wonder if all that fancy stuff actually helps you sleep better.
That's the big question for sure.
Well, their view seems to think the Aurora Luxe is tackling a pretty common problem.
What's that?
Sleeping hot. Apparently, it uses this hybrid design to keep things cool.
Hybrid design?
Yeah, so it combines cooling technology with something called zoned coils.
So you get the coolness, but also support.
That's the idea. Because it's not just about feeling cold, right?
No, not at all.
It's about how that temperature actually affects your sleep quality.
Exactly. The review really emphasizes that.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Temperature and support, they're both super important for good sleep.
They can make or break a good night's rest.
Totally. Like, they can affect how fast you fall asleep.
And how often you wake up in the middle of the night?
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Definitely not.
Okay, so let's break this mattress down layer by layer.
Sounds good.
So the review talks about 6 layers.
Six.
There's this cool-to-the-touch cover.
Nice.
You can even add a plush pillow top if you want.
Ooh, fancy.
And then there are all those materials with the cool names.
Like the Glaciotex and Copperflex we talked about?
Those are just the beginning. There's also something called Titan Cool.
Titan Cool.
And Gel Swirl Memory Foam.
Wow, they really went all out with the names.
Right. But how does it all work together?
So picture this.
Okay.
The Glaciotex cover is your first line of defense against heat.
Makes sense.
It wicks away moisture to keep you cool.
Okay.
Then you've got the Copperflex layer. With copper infused right into the foam.
Copper infused? That's wild.
Yeah. The copper helps to pull heat away from your body.
That's interesting.
And finally, there's that gel swirl memory foam.
So many layers.
I know, right? This one contours to your shape, so you get pressure relief.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And then, of course, there are those zoned coils we mentioned.
Zoned coils? I feel like I've heard of those, but...
Maybe. But they're pretty cool.
What makes them so special?
Well, unlike regular coils, these are individually encased.
What does that even mean?
Basically, it means they can move independently.
Huh.
They conform to your body's curves, so you get better support.
Interesting. So is that why it's called zoned?
Yeah. Each zone can react differently to your weight and position.
That makes sense.
Plus, there's less motion transfer.
Motion transfer?
You know, like if your partner moves around a lot in bed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're less likely to feel it with these coils.
That's a big plus.
It is if you have a restless sleeper in the bed.
For sure. Okay, one more thing about this mattress.
What's that?
It comes in 3 different firmness levels.
Oh, nice.
Soft, medium, and firm.
So there's an option for pretty much anyone.
That's the idea. Because not everybody likes the same feel, you know?
Definitely not. I'm more of a firm mattress person myself.
Me too, actually.
But it's great. They have options for side sleepers, back sleepers, everyone.
Exactly. You should be able to choose the level of support that works for you.
Absolutely. That's key for a good night's sleep.
So the big question is, does this mattress live up to all the hype?
Well, the review seemed pretty impressed.
Really?
Yeah. They said the Aurora Luxe actually delivers on its promises.
So a cool and comfortable sleep.
That's what they said.
Especially for hot sleepers and people who need back support.
Yep. The review specifically mentioned those groups.
That's great news. But you know me.
Always skeptical.
Always. What about the downsides? Did they mention any?
There were a couple of things.
Uh-oh.
So for people who like that sinking feeling, you know, like you're being hugged by the mattress.
Yeah.
The review said this one might be too firm. And it's definitely an investment, price-wise.
How sad.
It's more expensive than some of the all-foam mattresses out there.
That makes sense, I guess, with all the fancy features and everything.
Yeah, it's definitely a premium mattress.
But you know what they say.
You get what you pay for.
Exactly. And speaking of investments, doesn't Brooklyn Bedding have a good trial period?
They do. You get 120 nights to try it out.
Wow, that's a lot.
And a 10-year warranty, too.
Seriously?
Yeah, so you can really test it out and make sure it's right for you.
That's good to know.
Oh.
Okay, but how much are we talking, price-wise?
Let's see. According to the review, a twin size starts at $999.
Okay.
A queen is $8,865.
Right.
And a king, or California king, is $2,265.
So, not exactly budget-friendly.
No, not really.
But maybe worth it if you prioritize sleep quality.
That's a good point.
And hey, maybe there are other options out there.
Did the review mention any alternatives?
Yeah, they suggested checking out the Helix Midnight Lux.
I've heard of that one. It's supposed to be good for side sleepers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the review said it's known for its pressure relief.
Cool.
And they also mentioned the Nola Evolution 15.
Hmm. That one rings a bell?
That one's supposed to be good for temperature regulation, too.
Interesting.
And it has this luxurious feel, according to the review.
Well, it's good to have options.
For sure. And speaking of reviews, I love that they included customer testimonials in this one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was one that just said, love it. Very comfortable.
Simple but effective.
Exactly.
That's good to hear what real people think.
Totally. Okay, so we've covered a lot about the Aurora Lux.
We have. From the fancy layers to the pros and cons.
And those alternative options, too.
Yep. Now it's up to the listeners to decide if it's the right mattress for them.
Exactly. It all comes down to personal preference.
Couldn't agree more.
It seems like it has a lot going for it, especially for hot sleepers or if you really need that support.
Definitely. But we talked about durability.
Oh, yeah.
How long this mattress will actually last.
That's important, for sure.
Especially with that price tag.
Totally.
Yeah.
So do all those fancy layers actually make a difference?
Well, the reviews seem to think so.
Like, they actually contribute to the mattress lasting longer.
Yeah, they said the high-density base foam helps prevent sagging.
Sagging? Ugh, that's the worst.
The worst. Nobody wants a saggy mattress.
Oh.
And remember those individually encased coils?
Yeah.
They help with durability, too.
Wait, really? I thought they were just for motion isolation.
They do that too. But because they move independently, they can contour to your body really well.
Okay.
And that actually reduces wear and tear.
Oh, I see.
Plus, Brooklyn Bedding offers that 10-year warranty.
Right, right.
So they must be pretty confident about it lasting.
That's a good point. But is it really a good value?
That's a tough one.
Like, is it worth the price?
I think it depends on what you're looking for.
Okay.
You're definitely getting those advanced cooling features and the customizable support, you know, with the different firmness levels and potentially good durability if the review is right.
True, true. What about those other mattresses we talked about?
The Helix and the Nola.
Yeah. Do you think the Aurora Lux is a better value than those?
It's hard to say for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, without doing a direct comparison.
Right.
But it's something you could definitely look into.
Good idea.
Maybe compare the trial periods, the warranties.
And think about what features are most important to you.
Exactly. Figure out what your priorities are.
That's a good point. Okay, so we've talked about all the technical stuff.
Uh-huh.
But what about the practical stuff?
Like what?
Like, what's it like to actually get this mattress?
Oh, right. It's a bed in a box, so it comes all compressed. Yeah, vacuum sealed in a box.
Wow.
But the review said it's pretty easy to set up.
Doesn't care.
You just unroll it and let it expand.
How long does that take?
They said 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, not too bad.
So no struggling to get a giant mattress through the door.
Uh-huh, good. What about that new mattress smell?
Off-gassing.
Yeah. Some mattresses can be pretty bad.
The review said this one's pretty minimal.
Really?
Yeah, uses those 30PR US certified foams.
Oh, right.
So it's low in those harmful chemicals.
That's good to know.
You shouldn't have to worry about a strong odor.
Awesome. Okay, what about maintenance? Can you flip this mattress?
Actually, no.
Oh.
The review said it's not designed to be flipped.
Huh.
It has a specific top and bottom.
So no flipping, but what about rotating it?
Rotating is definitely a good idea.
Okay.
They recommend doing it every 6 to 8 months.
To help it wear evenly?
Yeah. And make it last longer.
Smart. Okay, now the big question.
Right.
The cost?
Yeah, it's not cheap.
Any tips for saving some money?
Best bet is to check Brooklyn Bedding's website.
Okay.
They often have sales and promotions going on.
Especially around holidays, probably.
Exactly.
Good to know. And if you're still not sure, there's always that trial period.
120 nights, risk-free.
Plenty of time to decide if you love it.
It's the best way to know, for sure.
Absolutely. Okay, last couple of quick questions.
True.
How tall is this mattress?
13.25 inches, according to the review.
Okay, good to know. And weight capacity?
They said up to 600 pounds for couples.
Wow, that's a lot.
Or 300 pounds per person.
Okay, that should cover most people. Well, I think we covered a lot.
We have. From construction to cost, pros and cons, everything.
That's important stuff.
Hopefully the listeners feel like they know this mattress now.
Yeah, they can decide if it's right for them.
And if not, there are tons of other options out there.
True. There's a perfect mattress for everyone.
It just takes a little research to find it.
Well said. Okay, before we move on to the FAQ section, I have a question for our listeners.
Okay.
What stood out to you most about this mattress?
What are you most curious about?
It's all about finding what works for you.
Exactly. Your needs and preferences are unique.
Speaking of questions, we'll be answering some common ones next.
The FAQ section.
Can't wait. Okay, we're back and ready to tackle some of those frequently asked questions about the Aurora Luxe.
The nitty-gritty details.
The things you might not think about until you're actually, you know, ready to buy.
Right, like what happens if you have a partner who tosses and turns all night?
Oh yeah, good one. Does this mattress isolate motion well?
That's where those individually encased coils come in.
Oh.
The review really emphasized that as a benefit for couples.
Because they move independently.
Exactly. So you're less likely to be disturbed by your partner's movements.
That's a relief. Okay, another common question. Off-gassing.
Ah, yes. The new mattress smell.
We touched on it earlier, but how long does it really take to go away?
Well, the review said off-gassing is pretty minimal with this mattress.
Okay.
Because of those CertiPR US certified foams.
They're low in VOCs or whatever, right?
Exactly. Those are the chemicals that cause that smell.
Okay.
Most people find that any odor disappears within a few hours.
Oh, that's good.
Especially if you have good ventilation in the room.
Makes sense. Okay, this one's for the clean freaks out there. Can you wash the cover?
You sure can. The review said it's removable and machine washable.
Perfect. Just check the care instructions.
Always a good idea.
Okay, here's a question I had. How does this mattress compare to, like, a traditional memory foam mattress?
In terms of the sinking in feeling?
Yeah.
Good question. It's a hybrid, so it's a bit different.
Right.
You get contouring from the memory foam, but the coils add support.
So you don't sink in as much?
Not as much, no.
Okay, so it's like a balance between the two.
Exactly. Comfort and support.
All right, last question. This one's kind of specific.
What is it?
What if I have a really thick mattress topper? Will the fitted sheet still fit?
That's a good point.
The review didn't mention that specifically.
It did say the mattress is 13.25 inches high.
Okay.
So you might need those deep pocket sheets, especially with a thick topper.
Good tip. Sometimes it's those little things that can trip you up.
Definitely.
Well, I think we've covered just about everything.
We've gone deep on the Aurora Luxe.
All the features, the pros and cons, even those practical questions.
Hopefully our listeners feel well informed.
Ready to decide if it's the right mattress for them.
Exactly. Because ultimately, it's all about finding what helps you sleep best.
That's what matters most, right? Waking up refreshed and ready for the day.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
And if the Aurora Luxe isn't the one, there are plenty of other options out there.
That's the beauty of it. So many choices.
The key is to do your research, figure out your priorities.
And trust your gut feeling.
Absolutely.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the Brooklyn Bedding Aurora Luxe Cooling Mattress.
It's been a pleasure.
Sweet dreams, everyone.